All right, so I'm gonna do an audio. I'm never sure which one's good enough for Spreaker or not, because I kind of want to make that more of a kind of professional type deal. Because I don't know how long that'll be up, and who it's gonna reach. You know, I think it's gonna reach a lot of people eventually when I get enough recordings. But I called it out. My neighbors, she said, "What are you doing? What is that?" "It's a fence. It's a fence." "Well, that's crazy." "No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Your Jerry Springer is crazy. My piece is not crazy." So anyway, she wanted my number. She wanted to give me her number for in case she was too loud, send her a text. But that's a way of getting my number. They pretend to be friends, but they hate you. They actually want to kill you. So when you set up boundaries, it makes them mad they have to cross. That's why she says, "What are you building? What are you doing?" She wanted to know all my information. I didn't tell her it was a sound barrier and a Jerry Springer curtain, but I did tell her that it's a boundary, it's a fence to get a separate. It's a normal, everybody has fences, you know. It's normal to have a fence. I said, "You ought to put one up." I said, "You ought to put a fence up. It's kind of nice." But because I don't run with them to the same excess of ride, I don't get drunk with them. I asked her, I said, do you read your Bible? She said, "Well, you know, my mom died, my dad died, my son died, my dog." I said, "What about the girl that's always playing the music? What about that?" She said, "Well, her brother died and she's just going through some stuff. We're all going through stuff." I said, "Yeah, that makes sense." I said, "Do you read your Bible?" She said, "I hadn't lately." I said, "You can't blame God. Just people. If your son got shot, not by God, but by a human, you know." But anyway, they're acting out. But at her age, she should know people die. She don't need to act out aggressive to her neighbors. And she walked across. She said, "We're all neighbors." She said, "You were living here before when my parents lived here before I moved in." I said, "I know." I said, "I've been here a long time." I said, "Your parents and I were buddies. We're buddies, but your daughter's trying to harass me with her music, you know." Anyway, I knew the boundaries would call. They would eventually, because they weren't bothering me. Headphones, boundary, not seeing them, not looking at them. I knew eventually when they can't bother you anymore and you set up the boundaries, they would have to cross the boundaries, because you overcome. See, with the Holy Spirit, you overcome all things. And that's true with even with a narcissist. When you learn to overcome a narcissist and you don't play their game, you don't respond, you don't get involved in their junk, you know. When you overcome a narcissist, they want to be your friend. When you overcome a Jezebel or a Delilah, they want to come back and get in the door. And you say, "I'm doing better without you. I'm better off without you." They say, "You're crazy." "No, you're crazy. I just give them back." I told her, I said, "I give back. You know, you play the loud music, I play it back. I just give it, you know." I said, "I'm just trying to teach your daughter a lesson. You can't harass your neighbors." She says, "We're not trying to harass. She's just going through something, you know." "Why would you harass your neighbors?" And, oh, she says, "You know what it looks like?" She said, "It looks like it looks like you hate black people. I said, no, I've been renting to black people. I've helped more black people than y'all ever helped. I got two renters that rent from me for 10 years and I didn't raise their rent. This other rental, I've rented to blacks, whites, Chinese, Spanish. I've rented to all kinds of people. What are you talking about? I said, she's just wanting the information. It's just, they couldn't run you off. They couldn't mess you up. So now they see that you overcome all problems, so they want to be on your side. When you keep doing good, no matter what they do, then they want to side with you, you know? That's just the way the world is. I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I got my own space, and she says, where are they going to get to put the mail? I said, I'll put a mailbox. She said, you don't answer the door when people knock.
I said, I didn't know anybody knocked.
Probably asleep.
You don't answer the door when nobody knocks.
I didn't know anybody knocked. What are you talking about? I'm here all the time. Why don't they knock on the door when I'm out in the yard working? You know, that just don't make sense. It's all lies to get information to try to see how they can harass you or whatever. The unsaved can't do anything but lie. I asked her if she read her Bible. She said, not recently. It's a shame.